It's time to hear from our listeners, and that includes you. So if you have observations or comments or questions you'd like to share, we always love to hear from you. Our good friend Ian, who lives down near Theodore Worth Park in Minneapolis, sent along this note. Cold temps this week brought a rush of migration through. There were hundreds of white-throated sparrows and kinglets, along with fox sparrows and yellow-rumped warblers. At home, I spotted a yellow-bellied sapsucker feeding from a Scotch pine and a pileated woodpecker on the suet feeder. I also plucked a giant puffball from the backyard, which I plan to eat after inspecting for bugs and other critters. As always, thank you and the rest of KAXE for your phenology program, your friend Ian. And we heard from Ed and Rose, and Ed says, Rose and I were traveling on the shingle mill trails on Thursday evening about 6 when a 5 deer crossed the road, followed by one that we thought was a small goat. Darned if it wasn't a piebald fawn. Taking a closer look at the pattern of brown and white, looked like that of a small Palomino horse. They were too quick for me to get a photo. Basically, I was too amazed to even think of grabbing for my camera. Thought you might be interested. Thanks, Ed and Rose. I have not seen a piebald fawn, but I know that they are out there, and some people are lucky enough to run into them. We also heard from our good friend Ed Dallas down in Deerwood, and Ed said that there were huge flocks of birds, robins, fox sparrows, and the like coming through. And he says that in the Deerwood area, he thinks that the peak of color is still coming, that it hasn't quite gotten there yet. So that from our friends who are emailing us.